Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the State Hornet Podcast. I'm Evan Patoka.
And I'm Aliza Imran.
And we are back to discuss the last week of stories from the State Hornet.
The California State University system wants to help support black students within the community due to the heavy decline in the number of black students enrolling. The Black Student Success Task Force will be put into effect and will help black students on campus focus on recruitment, achievement, and graduation. Giving black students the space and resources that are needed to achieve will help refocus and increase the success rate of black students. CSU enrollment data shows that approximately 2,000 students are enrolling at Sac State, which makes this campus the highest number of black students throughout all CSU campuses. Ernest Owezi, the Director of Center of African Peace and Conflict Resolutions, worked for the BSI Task Force as the Black Faculty Success Co-Chair. He works to help better the experience of black faculty on campus and states that having black faculty is vital in creating a sense of belonging for black students and having professors that understand them. The skincare market is fast-paced and is always growing, and with that, so does the price tag. Good skincare does not always mean it has to be expensive. The skincare industry is now offering products that are effective and affordable. La Roche-Posay has an amazing range of affordable cleansers for all skin types that leave the skin feeling fresh and clean and do not strip the face of its natural oils. Moisturizer is a crucial step within skincare, and CeraVe is a trustable brand that is also very accessible. The products are not too heavy and keep the skin nourished for all skin types. Sunscreen is very important in order to protect your skin from harmful UV rays. However, it can be hard to find ones that don't leave a white cast. Luckily, Black Girl Sunscreen does not leave a white cast and also provides your skin with a glow and protection.
There is an uptick in podcasts this semester, with multiple new shows coming out within the last few weeks on State Hornet. Starting off with podcasts that aren't new, Aliza and I are still doing Beyond the Hive after starting it back in fall 2023, where we interview international students. Also, Swarm Report is back for the 2024 semester, with the first episode coming out last week, where we discuss Sac State sports news. For new shows, podcast editor James Fife and managing editor Chris Woodard released the first episode of Retrogrades, where they explore media from 20 years ago to discuss its content and if it has aged well in the two decades since release. Anything But Sports, Episode 1, was published on February 2nd, where social media editor Siani Hartz talks with athletes about their lives outside of their respective sports. The Buzz also just released their first episode, where Aliza, alongside staffer Wendy Yang, polls State Hornet followers on Instagram about certain topics regarding pop culture. The Final Pixel is a video game-centered podcast with new staffers Alexander Musa, Shamarki Holif, and Michael Pepper. Other podcasts that haven't been released yet but will in the future are a law-themed podcast from staffer Daniel Gonzalez, a wrestling podcast from Zach Aguila, Asya Zamani, and Michael Pepper, and a podcast ranking certain topics on a tier list from staffer Aaron Lofton. Make sure to check out these podcasts on statehornet.com and look out for more shows in the future.
80s film The Burbs is a comedy horror film that is suitable for the whole family. The film follows a neighborhood of people who are proud of their home upkeep, but when the mysterious Klopeks move in and they care more about their secrets, the Pattersons begin to ask questions. Mr. and Mrs. Patterson are played by Sacramento State alumni Tom Hanks and Carrie Fisher. The movie has a simple plot and is easy to follow along, and after its release in 1989, it became a cult classic. The Burbs was directed by Joe Dante. Some of his notable works include The Gremlins and The Twilight Zone. The movie creates a sense of nostalgia for those classic 80s tropes such as neighborly love, friendship, and predictable twists. Read the full article, Back to the 80s, The Burbs, by Caitlin Morano at statehornet.com.
That's it from us for the State Hornet Podcast. Make sure to check out all of these stories at statehornet.com as well as our other socials.